This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits in talk radio for the past week. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television is. Our job here, among other things, is to review for you the research and the developments that have taken place over the past week in the world of News Talk Radio, very prolific and very popular formatic when it comes to radio and information, the spoken word format is what it's called sometimes by the insiders, which includes News Talk Radio, conversation radio in general, the news stations that many times are news during the day and talk at night, that sort of thing. We've all had a pretty good year because of the influence of the election, the prominence of Donald Trump, who continues to lead and be able to overcome pretty much anything, Michael, that comes forth news-wise and conversation-wise, and I don't think it's any different this week. So Michael will go through the top 10 items, the stories, if you will, this past week, and then the people who have made that list as well, and we'll pick apart some of the things that are going on in News Talk Radio and maybe some of these things that are part of the conversation. What drives the conversation? What's the passion that people have? Because all these hosts have different passions, I think, and in part this list reflects that. So Michael, what do we have?
Actually, I wish the hosts had even more passions, but that's the...
Really? Yeah, me too. Yeah. I'm with you on that one. Yeah.
At number 10, we have National Football League action. At number 9, we have a lot of buzz about the new Star Wars film. That one kind of snuck up on us. And
yes.
Inside the industry, former actress turned talk show host Susan Olsen. She was fired from her gig out in L.A.
But she was paid for. I find that fascinating. Don't get your money anymore. We don't want your money anymore. That's a good inside story that we should talk about.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, keep going. Yeah.
That's so inside. I don't know.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I would say. Uber self-driving cars. Could you imagine a self-driving car pulls up to your door?
Right. Anybody home? Knock, knock. Yeah, right.
Yeah, get in. Number 7, abortion legislation. Number 6, the U.S.-China relations. How's that for a brewing tale? And the China military buildup. At number 5, also on the Syria side of life, the Syria civil war. At number 4, the Fed raises interest rates and the soaring Dow. At number 3, Trump meets tech execs. Number 2, the Russian hacking allegations and an uncooperative CIA. And at number 1, we have the Trump transition and cabinet nominees, and that's basically it. At number on our people survey, at number 10, Susan Olsen. At number 9, Jill Stein and Hillary Clinton. At number 8, Janet Yellen. Ryan Zink at 7, Kanye West at 6, Rick Perry at 5, Vladimir Putin at 4, Rex Tillerson is 3, number 2 is Barack Obama, and number 1 is Donald Trump, the man who doesn't have press conferences. I figured he would have a press conference every hour.
He doesn't need to. He just goes before. I heard that he was going to have regular citizens be the people who asked him questions at press conferences and not the press. That would be pretty interesting if that were the case. Invite a bunch of people in from the street. Bring in a whole bunch of people. Have them sit in the press room. Ask me questions. I'll give you my answers. And then in order to get the answers and write the story, the press has to watch on television whatever it is that people are asking. It's a fascinating idea, actually.
Well, that's actually what's happening now anyway with social media. It just isn't official.
Yeah, right. So it's an outgrowth of the same thing that's happening anyway. Yeah,
that's a
great.
But journalism will prevail. Journalism will prevail. The press will win in the end on this.
Really? How do you figure that?
Because it can't lose. The press is one of the most powerful natural forces of human anthropology. I mean, it's just our nature to have press, to have news media, to have reporters and vehicles rise to power and credibility. And right now, within the media, within the press aspect of media, journalism, if you will, is much opportunity for new credible forces to rise up. And when they do, they will trump the influence of, if you pardon the pun, they'll trump the influence of independent rogue reporters.
Right. Thank you, Darth Harrison, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Control the universe.
I want to address something that really is, we're going to pause for a moment here, that really is sticking in my craw about that whole business. There's a Time magazine story that relates to Time choosing Donald Trump to be the person of the year, president of a divided nation, that kind of stuff. All the conjecture, the Time, they're arrogant. I mean, it's so difficult to get away from these people. I want to use negative terms to describe these people who wonder why it is that they don't enjoy the same success that they used to. They're so stuck on their own point of view and how it really matters more than somebody else's point of view. The difference was there. If you look at the last page of the current issue of Time magazine, where Joe Klein basically extols the value and virtue of Barack Obama and takes apart all the people who voted for anybody but Mrs. Clinton as being invaluable, or not invaluable, but of no value. It just the reeking arrogance of these people. And that's why I think, I mean, some of what you said a minute ago was sort of tongue-in-cheekish. You say we always have to have a journalism with our news media. The news media is basically destroying itself. And stuff like that, I'll talk to you a little bit more about it in a moment. Michael, if I may, Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison on the Talk Radio Review at 13 past the hour.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
38% say their stress goes up around the holidays. Mom Trends blogger Nicole Feliciano says plan ahead and concentrate on making memories.
The new LG V20 is the only smartphone with wide-angle lenses on the front and back. Great for holiday parties and no need for selfie sticks. Plus, anti-chic videos with perfect audio.
And if colds or flu drop in?
Coldies lozenges are clinically proven to shorten colds by almost half. And new Coldies gummies also relieve flu symptoms like cough, congestion, and sore throat.
More at momtrends.com. Just check out flunearyou.org and see it coming. Dr. Carrie Peterson says get vaccinated and update your meds.
Ocelococcinum has been shown in clinical studies to reduce the severity and duration of flu-like symptoms, body aches, headaches, fever, chills, and fatigue.
And for battling colds,
classic Coldies lozenges are clinically proven to shorten the duration of colds by almost half. And new Coldies gummies shorten your cold plus relieve cold and flu symptoms like cough, congestion, and sore throat.
More at videopump.tv.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation varies.
Right now at Kohl's, it's time to give the perfect gift. So let him be a kid again with a Propel drone, just $99.99. Make her sparkle in Swarovski rings, only $21.99 each. And help them save the galaxy. A Star Wars Mr. Potato Head set is just $29.99. At Kohl's, you'll save a little more with an extra 15% off or 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And earn a little more with Kohl's Cash, so you can give a little more this holiday. Kohl's. Flex styles offer valid 12/11 through 12/24. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with Bill Pay on the Geico app. Thank you.
All right, 16 past the hour, Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. He's the man in the know and the boss at Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. You can check out the lists every week. Listen to us every week. We have we're broadcast back on podcasts and go to Blog Talk Radio and TuneIn Radio and Stitcher Radio and Talk Radio on the Internet. You find us on radio stations everywhere, my God. It's amazing. We're so important, Michael. I can't believe.
I heard us the other day on a new toaster that I bought. On a toaster.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was amazing. I set it for dark toast, and all of a sudden I heard you going, "Welcome to Good Day America." It was an old show. It was an old show from 10 years ago.
Ah, my God. All right. Speaking of that sort of technology, there is a force that has developed in many communities that is not, there are talk radio programs that are heard on the Internet. And there are special places like LA Talk Radio, for example, is not a station. But you go, if you log on to latalkradio.com, you will find a place where you can listen to various talk programs over the course of the day. It's 24-hour service, just like a talk radio station. But it's not. It's an Internet station. And I know this circumstance because a fellow who owns it came to me a couple of years ago and said, "I think we should put your program on LA Talk Radio." I said, "That's great." He said, "It'll cost you $800 a week." And I said, "I'm not sure that you can prove to me that there are enough listeners to make it worth $800 a week." So anyway, I tell you that story because the name Susan Olson came up earlier when we were looking at the list of people on the countdown, and the reason she's on there is because she was a star of the Brady Bunch. I think she was one of the kids on the Brady Bunch. Mm-hmm. And a couple of years ago, she went to this fellow, Hassan, who runs LA Talk Radio, and said, "I would like to buy an hour of your time every week so I can go on the air and do a talk radio program." He said, "Fine, give us the money and away you go." So apparently last week, she said something about a gay fellow who had been, I think it was, if I remember the story right, Michael, you can correct me if I'm wrong, I think this guy was interviewed, and then she said something about him that was negative, considered to be very distasteful and unpleasant. So this guy, Hassan, told her, "We don't want you anymore. We don't want your money. We don't want you on the air." And that's the end of her doing that. But there are a lot of people who, is that a subtext? Maybe we should talk to people about how that works. Because a lot of people may not be aware that you can find other talk radio items on some of these Internet stations, yeah?
I'm not just Internet. I'm not sure what aspect of this you're going for. You can find homophones on talk radio, or you can find people paying for time, or and the two are not necessarily related. It's a complicated topic.
Take your pay. Well, I think in this circumstance, letting people know that there are these sort of Internet radio stations that take money from people.
Wait a second. There are on-air radio stations that take money from people.
Yes, that's true.
I mean, what are you talking about? Almost every radio station in America today will take money if you want to do a show. Some of them are not discriminating in terms of taste and content.
Nope.
Some are very. But this is not just an Internet thing. As a matter of fact, people are more prone to want to pay to be on AM and FM than to be on the Internet, because anybody could be on the Internet and say it's a station. So any platform like LA Radio that could extract money from people to have a show there, they've got a big audience, or people wouldn't pay to be there because they could do this. Susan Olson could start her own show from her basement.
Right. She could do her own Internet, SusanOlson.com, and put up a radio podcast every week for an hour.
Right. But if we have a moment, I'm not sure where our break is because I'm operating.
It's coming up. All right. You'll have a moment in a moment.
Okay.
Is that okay?
I'll explain it.
Let Michael explain, because he's the man who knows how to best present these things without there seemingly being a bias in it. I sometimes sound a little biased. Michael is objective. I'm not always objective. I'm Doug. He's Michael. Tell the difference in the voices. It is 21 after the hour, the weekly talk radio review, the talk radio countdown show.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen, Michael Harrison. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here to review and converse about what's going on. We review the, say it again, Doug, review the lists, the people and the stories, and then we talk about things that come out of the stories, some ancillary, sometimes inside stories. I don't know if this is too inside or not. I don't think it is, because I think it's sort of a fascinating reality check. Some of the things you listen to on, as Michael has said, talk radio stations. The reality is today that people, it isn't just your judge on whether or not you can be a good broadcaster, but if you've got money, then that gets you more consideration sometimes than not in certain areas. So if you would like to explain that a little bit more,
I would,
Michael,
like to start it off happily, by saying if you have money, you could buy a radio station. So, I mean, that's true.
You and I have both done that. We both made that mistake.
buying time on a radio station or publishing your own book is not necessarily a bad thing. It's just a different way of doing business. I mean, what makes NBC, ABC, or CBS something that comes from God? I mean, those are just enterprises themselves. We tend to think, you know, oh my gosh, no self-respecting station would take money from somebody to be on the air. That means they're not good enough to get by the, be vetted by the program directors and the programming department. That's the way it used to be back, you know, in the old days. You'd occasionally hear, oh my gosh, this radio station takes money for people to do a show on the weekend or whatever. But that no longer has a stigma in the industry. There are people that publish their own books, there are people that put on their own programs on the internet, and there are radio stations, most radio stations, are open to selling an hour or two to outsiders to own their own show and sell it themselves and operate it as a business. So, and a lot of the big syndicated shows, they have a thing called compensation. It's not brokered, but the syndicator actually pays the station to have some of the biggest names in the industry on the air. And that's the same thing, too. So, to sum it all up, yes, there is a path to have a program on radio, whether it's online or on air, by paying for it. But you still have to have a degree of quality and competency. And, of course, the station and the broadcasters are responsible legally for what they put there.
Yeah. And there are some good programs.
Yes.
That are paid for, very good. And then there are others that are just, they're not good, and they don't last because people won't listen. People have expectations. That's one of the things that's changed in the era of all of the syndicated programming and the fact that really good shows are on some smaller stations where in the past they haven't had the ability to hire good talent that had the same respectability, if you will, as you could hear in the big cities. So now people expect to hear, no matter what the station, they expect to hear a really good radio program, a really credible host, and someone who can work their way through a sentence and who sounds like a professional.
On a bigger level.
You get everywhere. Yeah.
On a bigger level, Doug, I'm sorry to jump in, but I want to catch this point of what you're saying. This is not just radio. In 2016, in the digital era, and as we get further into the 21st century and an increasingly noisy world, you can't phone anything in. You cannot cruise if you want anybody to read your book, read your article, read your newspaper, listen to your radio show, watch your TV show, go to your movie. You can't get away with it. In the old days, when there were limited frequencies and limited venues, you can just follow the format, call it in. They had things called filler, puff pieces, all that. You can't do that anymore. Do that on your Facebook page. You can't do it in professional media and expect to have anybody's attention.
Yep, it's really, and that's partially because of what we expect. Sorry, going back to what I said a few minutes ago about the quality, but also people's attention span is so much shorter now. You have to do, I know, doing the morning program that I do on the radio, I have to go through a lot more stories than I used to because people just expect, okay, here's the story, what do you think? Comments here, comments there, all right, what's next? And that's really the way we all think. We expect things to come in fast, short bites. And thus, we continue with some more fast, short bites in a few minutes on the Talk Radio.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of SomaBiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym. Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors. Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
For at the hour, I have the job, I being Doug Steffen, of introducing Michael Harrison, his job as the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine from the News Talk Radio World this past week, and to then pontificate on some of the things that seem worthy of our attention, thus your attention. The folks at Talkers Magazine work through talkers.com. We can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. You can find Michael's podcast, Up Close and Far Out. A lot of things here. This is free radio, free on the internet, free on the radio stations, free, free, free. I don't know. It's the old business bug, you get what you pay for, Michael?
Well, yeah, I don't know about that.
No.
Free is an interesting word. Because one of the most valuable things people have today is time. And if you spend time, spend time on anything, it's not free. I don't think people see free the same way we used to. And commercial breaks on free media are, demand a certain amount of time, and I think people equate that to their own personal values and money. That's why subscription media and bottled water, people will pay for what they want, even if it's free, if they feel it's
someplace
better
else.
Than free.
Yeah, right. Yep, get what you pay for. Okay, well, you can send us a donation. Care of Talkers Magazine.
Actually,
the
you know,
Trump.
That could happen.
Yeah.
We're allowed to do that, you know.
That's right. We could collect money to keep this program on the air. Like the old-time broadcasters, the old-time religion broadcasters who made pockets full of dough. Mm-hmm. There's a great story as an aside here for a second. Speaking of talk radio, one of the earliest forms of talk on the radio were the ministers and preachers. The religionists who would buy time on radio stations to have their message. And they would buy time to make money so that they could buy more time to make more money.
Correct.
And the great story that I can't remember the broadcaster's name. I want to say Garner Ted Armstrong, but it wasn't him. But it was somebody from that era of the 50s, 60s, and 70s. When we got started in radio, I used to on Sunday mornings play all the tapes. at the radio station in Ohio where I was going to school. I had all those tapes from the religion shows and the public affairs programs and all that stuff. And I remember hearing the story about this man who had, he was a minister, decided to do a radio show in a local market, and it did well and got support, and it just grew and grew and grew till he was all over the country. And he and his wife and his son managed the radio property. He decided, the minister decided what to say, and the wife and the son were the ones responsible for marketing the radio program, getting it on radio stations, and continuing the legacy. So this man died in 1979, 1980, somewhere in there, the man who was the host of the program. Nobody was told. They had about 4,000 hours of him doing his broadcast, so they just went back to the beginning and recycled it like he was still there. Send your monies to keep this broadcast on the air every week, whatever you can, nickels, dimes, quarters. Please help support this broadcast to keep these messages coming. The guy was dead 16 years before anybody woke up to the fact that people were sending money in just to keep the family going. There were no new messages. It was the same stuff, but they had a business going, basically a collection agency. It worked, and, you know, nobody was the wiser, and one wonders if the messages were any good, why nobody got hurt. It was just an interesting, I don't even want to call it a scam, but you know.
No, it's not a scam. It's not a scam because a lot of these messages are universal, and technically the people were paying to keep the radio show and the work of the ministry. They call these ministries.
Ministries, right.
Ministries are a very interesting concept, a very interesting organizational, business, financial concept, a ministry.
Well, look at the world of Joel Osteen today.
Here's a ministry.
That's a ministry.
Yep, that's a ministry. That's probably he's the Rush Limbaugh of ministries.
Yes, yes he is.
But there are the ministry business, and I don't mean business in a pejorative sense. It's a business. They have expenses and they have to raise money. And that's how they stay in business. And they sell their religious message, which inspires, uplifts some people.
And it's very uplifting.
They're happy to pay for it. And some of them are, I gather, quite ethical and sincere. And some of them are scurrilous scam artists.
Panic.
It runs the spectrum, just like anything else. But the ministry of business, you know, the 501c3 or the religious exemption from taxing and all of that stuff in the codes of the tax laws plays into this. This is a gigantic industry in America. It's in every community. And they put out radio shows, television shows, newspapers, and run all these things. And their main means of income is donations from their audience, readers, followers, members. And some people think of them as electronic churches. And in some ways they are. But in some ways,
some people start their own website. He's got his own website. He's got his own cable channel. I mean, he's like everywhere. A serious channel, and that stuff is what we're talking about.
But guys like Oral Roberts were pioneers in that business.
Yes, they were. Yeah. So I made reference a few minutes ago to the Time magazine cover article on Donald Trump as Person of the Year, and then the pains that they take inside this edition to make Trump look like a clown, to make him look like someone who's dishonest, to make him look like Hitler or the people around him or like Nazis. And the final straw on that one was, for me anyway, was looking at the back article with Joe Klein, who is among the most arrogant of any people in the Washington press corps, in my opinion. But he expresses what a lot of people feel and think. He's gotten very close to the Obamas over the last 8 years, very close, very good friends. And so his review of what's going on so far with Trump has been from the eyes, perhaps, of the Obamas, although the Obamas have been saying good things about the Trumps, and you know why not make it smooth and easy to transition from one to another. After all, Obama's had his say, had his time. He's going to gain nothing by not getting along with Trump. But yet the people around, like Joe Klein, want to disrupt things. The inauguration because it is there's going to be a problem because there's a war of words going on between the
Klein
White House.
Klein hasn't been very nice to Hillary. You should point that out. You know,
Klein has not been nice to Hillary.
Not nice to Hillary. No.
Been great to Obama though. Yes. Loved Obama, and that's sort of the tie. Anyway, what the point I was making by saying that was it's just another example in the long, long line of things like Time magazine that are fading, Newsweek magazine faded, because they took a position that wasn't what the average person thought, nor was it what the majority of people supported. And without those ideas, the reflection of those things, why do you think Fox has been successful, whether you like their message or not, or any of these magazines, Newsmax is a good example, they message what people want to hear. There is certainly an argument that a lot of people don't want to hear the Newsmax message, but they stick right to it. They don't make any bones about it. They don't hide what they're doing. Whereas Time magazine tries to hide it behind some journalistic label that's crap. And so I don't have to be an apologist for Trump. He can take care of himself very nicely, as he's proven. But that kind of stuff just really rankles me. But isn't it any different, Michael, than talk radio hosts who do the same thing on the other side? Am I just being silly? Because
no, you're not being silly. You're just not seeing the whole picture. What you're saying is true, but what we don't have is we don't have really an attempt to be objective and tell the truth. On one side, the Times side, they hide it behind journalism and all kinds of lofty notions that they're above the fray. Yeah. And on the other side, they're open about their bias. But the fact is both sides are biased. What we need are truly inspired, ethical, objective journalists who function for the people and don't worry about catering to people's tastes. In other words, it makes me nervous when you say, well, they're fading because they're not telling people what they want to hear. Or they're not, well, that's not an answer. That's just as dangerous as hiding your bias and making it seem like you're objective. Let the chips fall where they will.
We report, you decide. Yeah.
Seek truth. Don't seek approval from your audience. Either way. And so I think it stinks all the way from the left all the way to the right, whether they're open about their bias or whether they're not, it's still bias. I prefer being open about bias because at least it's not hypocritical. But we need sources of information from people who are totally devoted to seeking truth and not seeking approval of the choirs to whom they preach.
Mm-hmm. What a great way of putting it.
Doesn't exist.
No, it doesn't. Another minute here on the Talk Radio Review, the Hot Hits and Talk Radio, the Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with the People List this week, courtesy of the folks that do the research at Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is. Number 10, Susan Olson, the former Brady Bunch star who now does controversial paid-for talk. A lot of discussion about what happened to her this week. Jill Stein still is around in conversation. Number 9, Janet Yellen. Number 8, because of the Fed increase in interest rates. Number 7, Ryan Zinke. Number 6, Kanye West. He's always popping up here and there. Rick Perry. Number 5. I have lots to say about him, but I'll remember what my mother said. If you don't have something good to say, don't say anything. Same can be said for number 4, Bad Vlad. Pukin Putin is number 4 on the list. Rex Tillerson, number 3 for State Department. Barack Obama, number 2. And Donald Trump at the top of the list again on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, we continue. A couple of more points to be made. This week's Countdown Review of what's going on in the News Talk Radio business coming up as we get closer toward the end of the year, which is, frankly, only 2 weeks away. So we're wrapping it up here, 44 past the hour.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
38% say their stress goes up around the holidays. Mom Trends blogger Nicole Feliciano says plan ahead and concentrate on making memories.
The new LG V20 is the only smartphone with wide-angle lenses on the front and back. Great for holiday parties and no need for selfie sticks. Plus, anti-shake videos with perfect audio.
And if colds or flu drop in,
Koldis lozenges are clinically proven to shorten colds by almost half, and new Koldis gummies also relieve flu symptoms like cough, congestion, and sore throat.
More at momtrends.com. Just check out flunearyou.org and see it coming. Dr. Carrie Peterson says get vaccinated and update your meds.
Ocelococcinum has been shown in clinical studies to reduce the severity and duration of flu-like symptoms, body aches, headaches, fever, chills, and fatigue.
And for battling colds,
classic Koldis lozenges are clinically proven to shorten the duration of colds by almost half, and new Koldis gummies shorten your cold plus relieve cold and flu symptoms like cough, congestion, and sore throat.
More at videopump.tv.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation varies.
Right now at Kohl's, it's time to give the perfect gift. So let him be a kid again with a Propel drone, just $99.99. Make her sparkle in Swarovski rings, only $21.99 each. And help him save the galaxy. A Star Wars Mr. Potato Head set is just $29.99. At Kohl's, you'll save a little more with an extra 15% off or 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And earn a little more with Kohl's Cash, so you can give a little more this holiday. Kohl's. Flex styles offer valid 12/11 through 12/24. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
Talk Radio Countdown, a review of the hot hits in talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen. To put this all into the proper perspective of what this week has been about in News Talk Radio, I'll go through the top 10 items, NFL action, sports talk, yakking on the radio about what's happening with your favorite football team. That certainly, we're no strangers to that conversation. Number 9, the new Star Wars film. Number 8, the controversy about Uber introducing self-driving cars. Had no problem in Pittsburgh, but they do have a problem in San Francisco. Let's see where that goes. Number 7, the Ohio abortion legislation. Number 6, relations between China and the U.S. Will it be different with Donald Trump? I guess the answer is probably yeah. Number 5, the Syrian civil war and Aleppo and all that stuff. Number 4, the interest rates going up. Donald Trump and his meetings this week. Number 3, number 2, the Russian hacking. Number 1, the transition continues. Hi, 47 past the hour. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen. You know, the whole business about Susan Olson, which brought us around to about half of our conversation today, and her being on the Partridge Family, not the Partridge Family, but Brady Bunch. Those shows all run together in my mind.
I know.
They really do. But the way that she came across, and then the way that she is now, is a subplot here as to how people change over their lives. I mean, there's so many different, you said it earlier on, I thought it was neatly put, there are so many different ways you can go with that discussion. We decided to explain how some of the bowels work in the radio world, but, you know, in terms of how she was disrespected, if that's, she was disrespectful, and therefore then she was disrespected herself. The free speech business, well, she was paying to be on the air, and so it wasn't even free speech, it was paid for speech, and she can't say what she wants. So I think it's a danger in our country of running amok with politically. I may not have agreed with her, but for God's sake, if you're paying to express a point of view, then you ought to be able to express your point of view. Yeah?
Well, to a degree. I mean, L.A. Talk Radio is the free speech of the fellow who owns it, not her.
Yeah.
So she can start her own network. She can start her own. Yeah. No one's stopping her from her opinion. They just don't offer her a guaranteed platform. That's free speech.
All right. 10 seconds on Up Close and Far Out this week. Who's on with you?
We have Helene Freeman, one of the greatest lawyers in the world, talking about changes in music copyright law. Amazingly interesting. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Check it out. Up Close, Far Out. Talkers.com. Check out Talkers.com. I'm Doug Stanton with Michael Harrison on the countdown.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So it does. Now we have Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney, professor at Bentley College, our overviewer of... Is that good English? I think that's okay, right? You're a college prof. Is that, he is the person who overviews, oversees the legal aspects of a lot of the stories in the Talkers Countdown every week. The Russian hacking... And whether there's anything legally or otherwise, this international law, is there any, this is, it would seem to be a fascinating aspect of international law. Anything on the books at all?
Not much.
Law?
That is part of the problem. We do have national laws in each country that deal with this. But this kind of hacking, we really do not have international norms to a great extent. And really what you got to do is look at this as warfare, which is what it is. And we have international treaties dealing with chemical warfare, with nuclear warfare. We have nothing when it comes to this kind of cyber warfare. And so it's an odd situation where countries are doing it, but they're holding back a little bit because they don't want to turn the other country into too much of a response. It's got to be a recognition. There's got to be some international treaties, and it's got to happen soon because it really is getting out of hand.
But you got to wonder what really can be done. Is there goodwill enough among the world of nations, the League of Nations, to do something? The UN ought to take the lead, but they're so badly run. They got a new, they have a new Secretary General, but whether he's got enough balsam to get the job done, to stand up to people, the individual characters that run these countries like Putin.
The interesting thing, Doug, is you really have hit it on the head with we can actually do something internationally with individual countries. China, which was hacking the heck out of us and stealing proprietary information and industrial espionage, we had a treaty, we do have a treaty community with them. Now, it's in the early days, but it's made a significant difference. I even think that it's possible to do something with Russia. But what's different about this problem than, say, nuclear weapons or chemical weapons is the fact that to be a country, to be able to have the ability to do this kind of hacking. So even if we do get to a position where we can get to treaties with China and Russia, and I am hopeful, I'm worried about terrorist groups and individual organized crime groups that may find for their own profit motives or political motives that they're going to escalate. And that's where it's going to have to take a great deal more international cooperation in the law enforcement to make things better, but it's different than anything in history.
This week, a group of state attorneys general or attorney generals, I don't never get that right. Is it state
attorney general?
General, yes. Gave some of the big pharma companies a pretty bitter pill, suing them for price fixing. How will this affect the average person if this goes through the courts? Are we going to have less money spent on pharmaceuticals?
I think what we're going to have is, I think this is a shot across the bow. It is a number of states' attorneys general who are taking this action. And I think the pharmaceutical companies are going to have to be both more transparent and respond. I mean, you also get to the fact that we're the only country in the world outside of New Zealand who allows direct-to-consumer advertising of prescription drugs, and there is tremendous misrepresentation there. These pharmaceutical companies have also lost lawsuits when they have put out dangerous products that have harmed people. And so I think the idea of holding their feet to the fire and then they can put on their own medicine is a good idea, and I think consumers will ultimately be helped. I'm glad to see the attorneys general stepping up.
All right, Dylan Roof, jury tells him that he's guilty of a federal hate crime. What happens to him now?
You know, there will be automatic appeals, and certainly it didn't help things in the fact that he was representing himself with the ultimate fool for a client and a lawyer. This thing will take a while to go through the courts, but ultimately he's never going to see the light of day.
You are wearing another hat. In addition to being a lawyer, you have a great website, scamaside.com. You've written a number of books about people and their ability to get taken, if you will. Look out for scams. Be careful of your identity. This Podesta phishing thing where he basically gave the Russians the entree, we got about 30 seconds. Can you explain what the heck happened there and why people ought to be aware of what he did?
They ought to be aware because everyone is doing it. The Secretary of Homeland Security said 90% of the hacks in America and, frankly, in the world are from phishing and spear phishing. You click on a link, you download the malware, you're all in trouble.
Wow. All right. Be careful. Don't do any fishing, at least with a PH in it. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.